Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Midwest has received warm responses from Midwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Midwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Midwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with News 4, The Passive Real Estate Investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journals Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Perdue. Visit us at Chicago's, the Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown Beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. This is Diana Long, and this is Art and Social Activism. So, I hope everybody's enjoying the weather here in Chicago. It's mid-April, and the weather is quite nice. And if you're like me, it makes me think about wanting to get outdoors. Depending on your health and your physical abilities, you might like to try something physical outdoors. Get a little dirty, dig in the dirt, and have some fun. There's lots of projects for people to get involved in, and I'm going to talk about one in just a little bit. I want to talk first about social activism and people getting involved. I feel like sometimes people think social activism is a big thing and they can't really do anything along those lines, and that's not for them, not because they don't believe or have issues important to them, but it must be an awfully big deal to get involved and do something about something. And I'm here to say that's just not true. I want people to really put their selves together and think about things and maybe sit down and write a little list of five things that you think are very important, either in your neighborhood, your community, your city, your life, how you would like to see things change or become different in some kind of way. And then look at your list and see what's important to you. Maybe it's police accountability. Maybe it's teachers making better wages and therefore making better teachers. Maybe it's helping get children off the streets in the summer and into productive things to do, whether that means a job for teenagers or youth going to programs where they're creative and spend their energies in positive ways. There's so many issues, racism, sexism, ageism, ableism, helping people with disabilities, helping animals that can't help themselves. There are so many different kinds of things that people could be involved in helping. And it really does take a lot of people to make things happen. A lot of times people think they're just one person and they can't affect change. They're just one person and whatever they do isn't going to make a difference. And they're just one person and what could they really do that would be important? And what I'd like to say is one person can make a difference, whether it's involving other people, getting other people to be aware of what some of the issues are or how people can get involved, or being one of those people themselves. There's so many projects that need people to help. There's no end of ways that people can be involved. People can help once a year. They can help once a month. They can help once a week. They can help once a day. People can even help from their homes. There's things people can do on their computer to be helpful. Maybe you like to talk on the phone. There's ways that people can help by talking on the phone, by writing letters to government officials, by making their thoughts and opinions known. And one thing that's really important is when there's a need for numbers to be a part of that number, whether it's a march for women's rights or a rally for better teachers and better schools, or whether there's a peace walk, whatever it is, when there's a need for groups of people, large numbers of people, you can be a part of that. And that's when it really matters that people step up and be a part of things. That's where you don't have to be a leader. You don't have to put in the work ahead of time necessarily. There's a great need for a large number of people, and you can help. There's also times where as an individual, you can show up. You can make a difference. I'm going to talk today about a way that you can show your activism by helping Chicago communities and neighborhoods and supporting issues important to you. And there is, of course, there's lots of issues very important to me, and one that I'm very involved in and I'm trying to help go forward is the Peace Parks Project of North Lawndale. Now, North Lawndale is a neighborhood in Chicago toward the west side, easy to get to by the Pink Line. Just catch the Pink Line and get off at the Kedzie stop, and you're right there in North Lawndale. It's not the only way to get there, but it's one way. And the Kedzie Pink Line stop is two blocks from the first park that we're working on to create the Peace Parks of North Lawndale. I wanted to talk about this project because it's an example of a way that you can really make a difference, work on important issues. There's a lot of issues involved. Whether you want to help make people more aware of the importance of recycling or the importance of beauty in communities or the importance of having youth and older people work together. There's a lot of different issues involved, and not the very least would be the environment. Now, this project, the Peace Parks of North Lawndale, is about transforming vacant lots into peaceful parks that are artistic and feature Black heroes, and thereby educating us all about Black history. The project's for everyone, every age, every color, every part of Chicago can get behind this project. Even volunteers from other states and other countries are encouraged to participate. People can earn service learning hours, community service hours. Groups and individuals are welcome to participate. How can people from other communities that are doing well show their support for North Lawndale? Help create the parks. How can people of all colors support educating people about Black culture via the lives of Black heroes? Help create the parks. How can people show Black children that their lives matter? Help create the peace parks. How can people gather and do something meaningful and create something that will stay forever to show that peace is really important? Help create the peace parks of North Lawndale. How can people better know the neighborhood called North Lawndale? Help create the parks. Living in North Lawndale, I feel like a lot of times people have ideas about what North Lawndale is like that are not truly accurate. I feel like all they see on the media is when something negative happens here, and they never get to see things that are very positive. There's a lot of positive things going on in North Lawndale, but people don't know about them. A lot of times, even the people who live here are not aware of all the wonderful things going on in North Lawndale. Last weekend, we had over 200 people meet and hear from subcommittees about what the North Lawndale coordinating committee is meeting about to help improve our community. We have a long-term goal of making a lot of changes in every aspect of our neighborhood. Some things are doing very well, and there's a lot of beauty in our neighborhood. The Douglas Park is gorgeous, and we're right on the edge of Little Village, and it's great having diverse communities to share cultures with. There's a lot of artists in North Lawndale. There's a lot of people helping people. There's a lot of very small nonprofits that are trying to help people make better lives for themselves. And there's a lot of neighbors trying to reach out to each other. And one thing that people are beginning to realize is that we're getting a lot of films and television shows made here. And more and more are getting known for that. So the shows like Empire, it's a television show. Shows like Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med are all made here, and there's a huge filming company that's located in North Lawndale. And a lot of times people come here, they catch the Pink Line and get off of Kedzie and walk over to see where people are making these television shows because the houses are all right in this area. Well, one thing I hope that we someday become is a destination neighborhood, a place where people want to come and have businesses, a place where people want to find out what's going on and see beautiful things. And I hope that includes the Peace Parks of North Lawndale. The Peace Parks feature art, outdoor sculptures and art, are very colorful, have a lot of meaning to them. They feature information and portraits of African-American heroes. The Peace Parks also have butterfly gardens in them to help increase the population of the monarch butterfly. They're built totally by volunteers, so one person by one person knows about the Peace Parks. The Peace Parks will be a place to relax, to sit and on one of the handmade benches that are in the Peace Parks. We're working on our first Peace Park at our first location. We hope to get it done by the end of spring. It's located at 2101 South Spalding at the corner of 21st, which again is only two blocks from the Kedzie station on the Pink Line. And I want to tell you more about what we're doing in this first Peace Park and what events we have planned for the Peace Park once we open at the end of spring. But first, we're going to go to a commercial. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Listen to Tracy E. Lewis on Fridays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the inside story on real estate investment. Coming up on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. is Diana Long with Art and Social Justice Issues. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., listen to Akeem Ugal with news for the passive real estate investor. Listen to CBBM Business Journal Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and listen to The Tough Questions noon with host Sonia Cassandra Purdue. Visit us at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Radio Network.com. To be a sponsor, give us a call at 773-609-2226. To sponsor an upcoming episode, call us at 773-609-2226. Thank you.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you.
They're talented and they're smart. That's why Totally Positive Productions provides a special place where our youth can grow into the best that they can be. Parents, are you looking for a safe place where your child can meet new friends and learn new skills after school? Visit www.totallypositiveproductions.com to find out about their after-school and weekend programs. Follow Totally Positive on Facebook to stay up to date on free cultural enrichment, field trips, and talent shows. Volunteer, support, and donate at TotallyPositiveProductions.com. Let's not waste any more time. A child is waiting. Visit TotallyPositiveProductions.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Let me tell you about the Peace Parks of North London project. We are creating a peace park from a vacant lot, one part of the park at a time, one weekend at a time. We are volunteers wanting to make a difference. The park will be for the people of Chicago, especially the residents of North London, to honor black heroes. Would you like to help? Please RSVP for the date and time. You can help by leaving a message on 773-542-9126 or send email to contact@urbanartretreat.com. Join us Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 4 p.m. each weekend at 2101 South Spalding and 21st Street.
Okay, we're back from commercial. Thanks a lot for listening. So these peace parks are on formerly vacant lots that were sitting there, taking up space, ugly, overgrown with weeds, lots of litter. So we're helping out the city, and we're involving recycling, and we're including lots of art And we're making a point of educating people about black heroes and black history. In addition, we're offering opportunities for people to learn skills as they help to build the peace parks of North Lawndale, step by step, inch by inch, weekend by weekend, with various tools and information. This effort is all done by volunteers. And again, we really hope to have a gala opening at the end of spring this year. And then we're already planning events that will take place in or around the outside of the first Peace Park. We're celebrating World Environment Day on June 5 in the Peace Park. This will give all of us a chance to appreciate our planet Earth and the accommodations it provides for all people. We'll offer a pledge that day as part of a worldwide effort of love for the environment. It will take place from noon to 4. And anybody and everybody is welcome to come and participate that day. You can bring your lawn chair and have a seat and watch. You can picnic. You can bring your picnicking stuff. You can bring the family. It's going to be quite lovely and a very nice day, and everybody will enjoy themselves. The address is 2101 South Spalding at the corner of 21st. And that's June 5 from noon to 4 on World Environment Day. And definitely a day for young people and us old folks, too. In addition, we've scheduled a youth art fest on August 27th. We're going to be featuring booth spaces showcasing youth artists surrounding the Peace Park on a sidewalk. So since we're right on the corner, we'll have two sides along the park on a sidewalk where there'll be booth spaces, and youth will have tables, and they'll set up their artwork, and there's going to be first, second, and third prizes with ribbons and cash awards. The age of youth will be between 13 and 19 years old. We're going to have junior mentors in their 20s, and the art will be available to view and purchase and vote on to see who are the first, second, and third prizes. We'll also have some judges from the community and from Chicago, and there will be refreshments and music. So on August 27, a Saturday from noon to 4, Youth Art Fest, and that's going to be youth artists between the ages of 13 and 19. If you've got a young person who's interested in showing their art that day and maybe winning a prize or perhaps a scholarship, have them contact us by email. That's contact@urbanartretreat.com. And when they contact us, make sure they indicate why they're emailing us and how we can help them, what information they're looking for. In addition, if anybody wants to help with this major accomplishment in North Lawndale, helping us to change our neighborhood and include the rest of Chicago. We're hoping it'll be the first of 10 vacant lots changed over and transformed to art parks in this area. Please contact us to RSVP a day and time that you would like to come and help. You can contact us at contact@urbanartretreat.com. You can find out more about us at facebook.com/urbanartretreat. And you can always leave us a message on our voicemail, 773-542-9126. If you need to find out our email address, you can always call us. We have the email address when you call on the voicemail, 773-542-9126. So we can let people know what's happening and where we're at and whatnot when we return their email. People can help on weekends, all during April and May, to get ready for our gala opening by RSVPing Saturdays and Sundays from noon until 4 p.m. And if you'd like to RSVP for a Monday from 1:30 to 4, please let us know that. Whether you're an individual or a group, we're interested in your help. The people creating the peace parks are from all over. We've had people from Texas. We've had interns from China. Youth groups from around North Lawndale in Chicago. And our volunteers come from all parts of Chicago and from the suburbs. So if you'd like to be a part of things, whether it's one time or more, please send us an email and let us know that you would like to make a commitment for once or more times to help with the peace park. So I started out by talking about how people could be active, show their social consciousness part by helping Chicago communities and neighborhoods. And this is one way. This is one project. There are so many projects going on in Chicago. And this is one of the projects that I'm very involved in and I believe in a lot. And I'd like to encourage you to check out. So if you want to help us, let us know. And whether you're very interested in the environment and recycling and Black Lives, whether you're interested in art and how art can be a part of social activism, these parks, some of the art projects in them, on the corner there's a very tall, 12-foot tall peace tower, and it's created with recycled wood, and it's fashioned in the ground in cement. And Caesar, my helper here, my main guy, you know, he's doing all the technical stuff. He says we've got only a few minutes left. So we've got the butterfly garden. We've got great benches. People can learn carpentry skills. We're laying a path right now, and we really, really need help with that. So we're recycling pieces of cement that were left in vacant lots, and we're using them to create a pathway through our peace park. And in each of the peace parks, there's going to be an art sculpture that will be in honor of a Black hero. In this first peace park, we're honoring Mr. and Mrs. Earls, Lorraine and Gerald Earls, who live in North Lawndale. They're in their 80s now, and they've been active their entire lives and always working toward making a better life for themselves and others around them. They've been very active in the housing field and helping people get better housing. And we want you to check us out, support us, and that would be a way that you could do it. Come on down on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. RSV if you... And we'll be glad to see you. So this is Diana Long, and I like to do some of my social activism by helping create parks that support recycling, art, peace, and educating the community and the people who come and visit the parks about Black heroes and culture. So take it easy. I'll see you next week on Wednesday, Art and Social Activism. Bye now.